Hello and welcome to episode 24 of Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, urban legends, cryptids, and other strange occurrences. You can find us on all of the major podcasting apps, and we've also got a video version of the podcast available on YouTube, so go check that out if you want. So today I'm going to be talking about seven spells to attract money and also manifest money. So there's lots of books that you can buy, and people are always trying to sell you spells to earn money. Basically, everybody's trying to get money by teaching you how to make money. But if you had the money to buy those things, you probably wouldn't need those spells. So today I'm going to tell you how to do it totally for free, so you can try out some of these spells and see for yourself if they work. Of course, if you do become wildly rich after you use these spells, feel free to send me a donation. That's mostly a joke, but I do plan on opening some kind of like a Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee way of donating or becoming a member of the podcast in the future. But I feel kind of bad asking for money, so I promised myself that I wouldn't run any ads or offer Patreon for at least the first couple of months of the podcast. I want to get people on, offer some value, and then if you like it, you can decide. But it's always going to be totally free, so it's up to you, but that's something we'll figure out in the future. Anyways, let's talk about some money spells. So the first one I've got for you comes from Pinterest. It's you. This one, you'll want to have a charm that you create with it. So you start off, you can draw a simple dollar sign and an infinity symbol on a piece of paper. Then you want to charge that piece of paper by lighting a candle and maybe some incense smoke while doing this ritual. And then you want to take this paper and put it in your pocket, purse, or wallet, or keep it on your altar if you've got like a magical altar. And then you want to say the following: money flows and prosperity grows into my pockets and overflows, safe, secure, and free from harm. Wealth comes from my good luck charm. And then they don't really explain what you do after this part. I would say just leave the paper in your wallet, I guess, because that's where money goes. And if you can keep the paper and your charm, whatever it is, close to each other, then that's probably good. So ideally have it a charm that either fits in your wallet or can go on your keychain or something, so it's always near where your wallet is. So that's the first way that you can try and attract some money to yourself. The second way that I'm going to be talking about manifesting money is by using crystals. So personally, I'm not totally sold on crystals having any kind of healing or magical powers, but a lot of people do swear by them. So pyrite is said to attract abundance and boost motivation, especially related to your career or business. Green aventurine is a stone of opportunity, believed to attract money-making opportunities. And lastly, citrine is a popular crystal for wealth and success and for inspiring ideas to generate money. So if you want to buy some crystals, those would be the top three ones to go with, I guess. They seem pretty cheap. I looked on Amazon. You can buy like a whole bag of like citrine crystals for like $10. So maybe that's worth doing. Doesn't hurt. Just have some rocks on your desk and see if it works for you. Okay, so the third one, I've got another money attraction ritual from Pinterest. This one comes from Teresa Ann Coaching. I want to make sure I'm giving credit if I'm stealing anybody's rituals here. So step one, get a clear on how much money you desire. So how much money do you actually want to manifest? How much do you need? Step two is to choose a positive affirmation. For example, you could say, money comes to me easily and consistently. And then step three is, for 5 days, you want to write this affirmation 55 times on a piece of paper each day. It's like writing lines in school, I guess. I don't know. And then step four, so think of how you would feel when you're receiving this money. For example, excited, happy, or empowered. And really feel the feelings now as if you've actually received the money. And step five is, be open to receiving it. So expect the money to come. Don't do this and then like doubt yourself. Just try and have focus and the fact that the money is going to come if you do this. For the fourth way to attract money, I want you to go back and listen to my episode on sigil magic, because in that episode, I explain how you can create your own sigil. So I'm not going to bother explaining all of the steps here. In that episode, I also go into detail about how I made my own money sigil and how I used that to end up landing a $25 an hour summer job when I was still in college. So go check that out. Sigil magic is probably one of my favorite ways, not just to attract money, but for any kind of like magical means. The fifth way to manifest money involves your wallet. So if you've got a wallet that's tattered and ripped and full of old pieces of paper and junk, then what does that really say about your financial life? You know, think about that. So if you don't have a wallet, and if you have a clip to hold all your money or cards together, that's probably even worse. So if you don't treat your wallet well, it's like a sign of how your overall financial life goes. So if you want to buy a new wallet for this, I'd recommend using prosperity colors like green or gold. And if you can afford it, you want to put $200 or $300 bills in your wallet. If that's outside of your price range, get like a couple 20s or whatever you can afford. So basically, having money will help attract more money to you, and an empty wallet won't attract anything, and it'll actually make it harder to get money coming in. So have money in your wallet, and it'll like make the flow of money a lot easier. And lastly, don't carry receipts around in your wallet or anything that signifies owing money or being in debt. You don't want to do those things. So don't put like parking tickets and stuff like that into your wallet. Take it out when you get home. The sixth way to attract money to yourself is with a money bowl. So I found out about this particular way of making one from thespiritualtoolbox.com, not associated with them, just giving them some credit for this. So to make a money bowl, you need, of course, a bowl. I find that the green, gold, or copper works best. Then you need some coins, or you can also use trinkets or charms that represent money. And you'll want a green, gold, or silver candle. And herbs and essential oils are also good to add as well. So some of those that are said to have abundance properties are bay leaves, cinnamon, jasmine, chamomile, mint, ginger, or star anise. So pick whichever of those you most like the smell of, I guess. And you also want a pen and paper plus some incense or the energy cleansing tool of your choice. If you don't have an energy cleansing tool, first off, what a noob. But if not, just go with incense. Optionally, you can also use crystals like pyrite or citrine that I mentioned above and put those in your bowl too. It's only going to make it stronger. So to get started, make sure your bowl is clean, and then you want to energetically clean all of the items that'll be going in your bowl. So like I said, if you're an energetic cleaning noob, you just want to get some incense and light the incense and then let the smoke of the incense touch all of your items, like hold them in the smoke. And that's basically how you energetically clean the items before they go into the bowl. And then on your paper, you want to write your intention. Make sure that you do this in the present tense, just like when you're doing sigil magic. Use words like I am or I have. Don't say things like I will that are in the future, because if you state it in the future, you'll never actually reach it. You want it to be like it's already happened. So for example, you could say, I have all of my bills paid. Another example would be, I abundantly have prosperous energy flowing through my home. Another would be, I have a successful business. Or you could say, I have $10,000 in my bank account by the end of the month. And then once you've got that statement written out, you want to fold up the paper. Be sure to fold the paper towards yourself, like you're bringing the energy to you. You don't want to fold the paper away and push the energy out. And then basically you just start adding items to the bowl once at a time. And every time you add an item, repeat your intention either in your mind or out loud. I find that spoken word is a lot more powerful than just saying it in your head. So if nobody else is around and you're not going to seem like a total weirdo, I recommend saying it out loud. So if your statement is, I have a successful business, then every time you put an item in the bowl, you want to say, like, put the paper in the bowl and say, I have a successful business. Put the crystal in the bowl, say, I have a successful business. And then do that until all the items are in there. And once all of your items are added, then you can anoint your candle with your chosen essential oil and burn it safely inside your bowl. And it's good to have something to catch the wax so that it just doesn't get all over the other items too, because you don't want to have, like, coins covered in wax and stuff when you're done with it. You can also use some of that melted wax from the candle to seal your paper with your statement of intent if you want to, but this is totally optional. It's not required. It just gives it a little more flair. It looks like the Harry Potter level letter where it comes with like a sealed stamp on it. It just adds a nice little extra touch. So at that point you're done. Then you just want to put your bowl in a safe place near your front door or your workspace. And then every few days you want to quote unquote feed your money bowl, or not necessarily on any kind of set time, but basically whenever you feel called to do it. But I would do it at least every few days, and that'll help keep the abundance flowing, and you can feed your bowl either more coins, herbs, or essential oils, basically whatever represents abundance and money to you. And the seventh way, if the above was too complicated to you, I've got a little bit of a simpler one. So for this one, all you need is a bay leaf, a marker, and a lighter. A bay leaf you can get in any like a spice aisle in a grocery store. They'll just come in like a little jar with like 50 bay leaves in them. So you want to take your bay leaf and then just write whatever you want on your bay leaf, and then you burn it. That's pretty much all there is to it. So you can write, for example, the word abundance or prosperity. You can write your name and birthday and a specific amount of money. You can put just a dollar value, or you can put just dollar signs, anything that represents money to you, basically. And then you just burn the whole bay leaf. I would recommend holding it over a bowl or a sink somewhere safe that you're not going to burn your house down. You might also want a pair of tweezers to hold the bay leaf just so that you don't burn yourself. And then when you're done, just take the ashes outside, and you can either blow them into the wind or bury them in the earth. But that's my seven spells to attract money and manifest money. I think seven is a good number of money attraction rituals to stop at now. But if you like this and you want to hear even more, let me know. I can always make a part two to this episode with even more money earning, not really earning, but attracting techniques. I think all of these methods basically work using the same thing, which is the law of attraction. And that's essentially the idea that positive thoughts will bring positive results to your life. If you want, I can also do an entire episode on the law of attraction, making dream boards and other related stuff, how that all works. So let me know about that as well. But if you like this kind of content on paranormal and mysterious topics, you'll want to check out some of my other episodes. In the future, I'm going to be doing episodes on ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, and lots more. I tend to circle back to these kind of occult or magic topics every once in a while too. So I'd really appreciate it if you subscribed and then come back to check out some of my future episodes, because it really does support the podcast. That's it for now. Go out, try some of these spells, earn yourself some money. Come back and comment on YouTube or something and let me know how it goes. But that's it for this episode. We'll be in touch soon.